American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. Sean Kennedy reporting you from the internet for Monday, February the 7th, 2011. That's right, it's already the second month into a brand new decade. And you're listening to Newsreel, the Wall Global Sid Rep on core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are as well. And you can follow up all these news stories, check our facts, by going to my live journal, which pretty much acts as a permanent record for everything I do in the universe. And you can get there by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio Talk, Red Mercury, SAES, RN1, Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes, Podcast.com, Podcast Alley, and every Thursday night, if you show up at 7 p.m. inside of Second Life at Node Archers, grid 155-74666, you'll be able to hang out with such cool cats as Anthony, Oi, Xerxes, Dark One, who sends me more mail than the post office, Dark One, Denim, Daron, Flash DUI, Jonas, Cade, Lachlan, Max the Token Cat, and all that he implies. Nig Nig, who's personally still has my favorite Second Life name, maybe holds that title, and Yukasaki Ivy Lord. So, again, welcome all of you. But let's not all forget that we are right now simulcast on Radio 99, transmitting on a frequency of 6673.3 kilohertz. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the man who we don't know if he's truly here or not here. He's Schrodinger's guest. It's Cimmerian.
Good evening, Sean.
And he's here. See, that's how we know, is because you spoke. You were both here and not here before you said anything on the recording. And then there's that long, pregnant pause.
I never know.
I'm going to go back and stretch that pause out to like 80 seconds. So that everyone, and like, I'll pause the music and the remix and everything, and everybody's like, what the fuck, did it break, or what's going on here? That'd be a
chroma curve.
Don't worry, I'm not, you know, because we could do that. I could totally do that and have a good time with it. So, bated breath, I want to know, I don't get any updates from you. You never call. What's going on with school, man? What's going on with school? How are you doing? Have you been
happening,
persecuted?
School is progressing. Well, no, I'm doing pretty good. The only part that, you know, that I'm not doing well at is the writing, the creativity part, which, you know, usually I rely upon you for.
Well,
but,
can we,
you know,
cheat?
In school, I'll cheat.
I'll totally cheat for you. I won't even charge you like those online websites. You know, it's like, hey, I'll write you a story and you can sign your name to it. Like, awesome. What do you need? I live on that shit. Like, you just let me know.
Technically, yeah, I don't have to write the screenplay for my final project, which is a 10-minute movie. They encourage it strongly, let's say, so you can go through the process. But me, I have no imagination. That's not true.
You have a different kind of imagination. You have a different kind. You're very imaginative with framing, lighting, what makes things look better. I mean, it's a different kind of. No, that's about. I can't do that. Okay, so if you're gonna like, seriously, I can't. I don't know how the fuck to do that. I know what it looks like in my head, right? But when you're working in reality, and you try to put what's on your head in reality, you're just going to get angry and smash the Lego and go home. So you need people who can, you know, like Jim Henson. I mean, I promise you, Dark Crystal didn't look like Jim Henson envisioned, but it looked like what all those artists could put together. And that's what's important, is what you can actually bring together in the real world. So, I mean, whatever. No one's going to give a fuck. No one's going to be able to write this thing worth a damn anyway. I mean, you want this thing to be your opus.
It's true.
You want it to be Ben-Hur. Yep. You know, they're going to be, these are assholes that are going to look at your movie the way that no other human being on the planet's going to look at your movie. Well, you know, I didn't think that the angle of the gunfire, it's like, fuck you, it's the Matrix scene. It's novel, it's brilliant, it's awesome. No, know, I didn't like the angle with the gunfire. I thought it was overdone. You know, like, seriously? Are you making movies for these people? No? Fine. If the Rant fans tell you it sucks ass, then guess what? You got to rebook the appointment. But other than that, man, I wouldn't,
that's right.
I wouldn't stress about it too much. And honestly, you know, don't make us get the Wogs get all insane clown posse. Some bad guy with a set of clever glasses and a beret is going to wake up gun taped to a disused set
attack.
Of railroad tracks. Yeah, that's right. Don't mess with the Wogs, man. Don't mess with the Wogs.
On the upswing, in the magic mailbox of Rant.
Hooray! Magic mailbox!
I went to the... It's always giving presents, and this time the presents came in a form of a large box of Skittles from the U.S., which is wonderful, and I thank the person that sent them to me. It's like 36 packages or something. Thank you so much. I don't want to name names
in case. Server provides, man. You know, that's...
Yes, server does provide.
You know,
they were fresh. They tasted good.
If ever we do the parody, you get to play Dennis Hopper, and you'll be like, "I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian. You're the man with the Skittles, and you're the man I've been dreaming about." Yeah, totally, totally. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. So, do we have a name, or is this a thankless name? This is like a...
Well, I don't know if I can thank them. I don't know if I can. You know, you don't want
they
to
know
put
who
it,
they
their
are.
Name out.
They know who they are.
Yeah,
for sure.
They do, and that's probably usually good enough for the person. If they want their name on the air, then
they'll just message you and say, "Yeah, it was me." You can say my name. That's cool. I want the accolades. I want to feel like I'm important. And we'll be like,
exactly.
"Absolutely, you know, absolutely." You send us candy, we will keep going.
Oh no! No.
Oh,
Ninja, I'm sure he doesn't care. So thank you very much, Fat Ninja, for
Fat Ninja. Well, his name is not Fat Ninja. I mean, you know, he wasn't born in it. Maybe he did. Maybe he was born and it was like, "Wah-dah!" The doctor tried to slap him. He dislocated his wrist. He said, "Fuck you, doctor.
Ninja.
I'm Fat Ninja." And that's how it, you know, and the legend of Fat Ninja was born. Maybe it was like that whole Kim Jong-il thing where like a bunch of hummingbirds showed up and went, "Hey!" right after they announced Kim Jong-il, they flew over, they got hit by a sparrow eagle, and as they died under the talons of the sparrow, they said, "Why we curse you with Fat Ninja?" And then you shot cut to like the sunset scene with the rocket rig and the, you know, the heavy guitar riff, and it blows right into Kickstart My Heart. As he runs over a kangaroo in a wiggle wagon. I don't know why there's wiggle wagons in America or kangaroos, but you know.
Oh, why not?
Throw
it in there.
Sure. You know, and he's hauling three long freight cars wrapped with barbed wire, all carrying Skittles for the great Emperor Sumerian Tazor.
For Canada.
Whoa! Yeah! Absolutely.
Yes.
Totally. That's what you need.
So good.
I run to that in the mornings. That's on my music. You know, they're on
the
CBC.
The playlist, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah, I've got my running playlist. Both the Joker Mix Little John songs are on there, like Dewhoused and Buckfish. They're both on there. I've got the intro to Ghost in the Shell. I've got Kickstart My Heart. Torpedoes by Cam FDM. I mean, I've got a bunch of stuff on there that just makes you feel like you're a Navy
Fine.
SEAL. Oh, yeah.
So well. That you know exactly what gets you motivated in the morning, that gets you that one extra kilometer an hour faster than any other song.
Well, it gets me out of my body, is what it does. I'll be listening to this music, and suddenly I'm Jack Bauer, right? Suddenly, you know, there's I look like a Nike commercial in my own mind, right? So it's great. You know, I feel awesome, and I can get the
run
done.
That's the effect you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Music as a tool. Tools in the toolbox. Let's get into some feedback, because I got a lot of shit to cover on the show. Every show, I'm like, oh, God, I hope I'm going to have enough content, because, you know. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I read some of these stories. There's actually pages and pages and pages of shit that people have sent me, and I can't even begin to get through it now. I guess the show must be growing, because I seem to be getting more mail now than I ever have been. You know,
it's a good indicator.
I guess.
Yep.
I guess people are... Well, as the show evolves, you know, as people evolve, I mean, they want to know what's... going
the
on.
Stories you like, and there's more people listening, and it just keeps rolling, snowballing up. Yeah.
Well, I think people think we're honest, which that's worth something.
Yeah.
You know, a guy willing to say it like he thinks it is. You know, maybe he's an idiot. Well, maybe I am an idiot. But the point is that at least I'm an honest idiot. Only the idiots maybe
are
honest. I don't know. But you know, if I think something's bullshit, I'll tell you straight up. You know, and I kind of. Yeah, totally. I mean, sometimes you just gotta...
Nobody wants to listen to somebody talking out their ass all the time. It's like, oh, he's lying. I can tell he's lying.
You can
lying. Nobody wants
totally
to listen to that guy.
Yeah. I mean, and I'd spare a guy who's genuine. Like, a guy who, you know... like, okay, for example, these people who, like, utterly changed their lives. Like, I know a guy who joined the Marines because of 9/11. He dropped out of school, became, like, this Marine dude for 9/11 because, you know, his country was attacked and all the rest of it, right? So yep, he totally yep. bought that, and then he went and joined the Marines, changed his whole life, and now he's kind of unemployed, and this whole big change because he bought this lie. Now, if I go to him and I say, hey, guess what? You fucked your life up for a lie. You know, like, that's some damaging shit right
there.
You
feel bad.
Well, you feel bad. Like, not only that, but his psyche is not going to be able to handle that. And that's the same problem that you have with... That's why all the atheists can't just say, hey, guys, seriously? Dude with a white beard and a robe, are you shitting me? That's that's why they can't do it. It's because people's whole reality is based on this stuff. You know? So
yeah,
it's like...
It's shocked.
Yeah, and they're broken. And yeah. Just, in the words of The Matrix, they pop. And they can't handle... The, you know?
Nosebleed.
That's what they do. They pop. They'll fuck right up. They'll just be like, wah! I mean, these are people willing to strap, you know, the ultimate bip me funky teleport vest on and go do themselves in the play school because
right.
they think God talked to them, okay? Like, I'm here to tell you, yep. I don't know what God's into, but if he wants to take out a preschool, he can do it because he's God. You
yeah,
know, really.
He's got that power. If he really wanted to do it, he could just go snap his fingers and it's done. It's that easy for him.
I want to learn Arabic. I really do. If I could learn, like, if you could insert a thing into my head, like, right now, I would love to learn. Maybe, I'm off, but I would love to learn.
Yeah.
I would love to learn Arabic because you just turned your mic up. You just turned.
Did
your
I?
Mic.
Nope.
Yeah, you did.
Nope. I didn't touch anything.
You're sitting closer now, aren't you?
Anything. I haven't touched a mouse. I haven't touched a keyboard. I'm still in the same distance.
You're sitting closer.
Oh, people are agreeing you with it. People are agreeing with you in the crowd. Oh, traitors.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Traitors.
That's right. I got it fixed. Don't fuck up. Just stay, whatever you've done, do it now. You do that. You change during the show. You get hot and cold. You need to get a headset. I don't care how expensive your stupid mic is, how beautiful it is, how it makes all the levels
sing.
Can
keep it even, eh?
Just keep it even. That's all I care about. I don't care. All right.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I'm not a professional.
You shut up. Just fucking keep it even. I mean, there's professionals. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne, that guy can't keep it even because he's dead. Okay? That's why he can't keep it even. Keith Richards, dead. Corpses, you know, yeah. they're flailing around. They're basically zombies. They can't keep it even. You
give him some leeway.
I'll kill you. I swear to God. Okay, where was I? We were talking about...
Feedback.
Feedback. On what? Oh, right, from the show. I hadn't started the next story yet. But, totally lost it. Shit. Oh, well. Let's get into some feedback. Hi, folks! Just thought I'd share a little bit of some events that have troubled me recently. Most vlogs universally hate CCTV. And, sorry, guys.
You missed one.
I missed one, yeah. Oh. I was scrolled down too far. Dear Sean, you're one of the few places where you can find pharma-fascist news. I find this extremely important, seeing as I have first-hand experience with what psychostimulants can do to your emotional stability. I took Ritalin, Concerta, and Dexedrine for 7 years. 7 years.
Wow.
Not all the same time, of course, and ended up with some pretty bad side effects, including rage, suicidal ideation, and major depressive disorder. I guess that's the name of the disorder. This is evil, and people need to know about it. Keep up the great work, man. Yeah, generally, I'm a big fan of keeping kids off of drugs. I think that that's a good plan. Whether they buy them in the street or the pharmacy, just don't take drugs. It's a good idea. Yeah, even grass. Some people think that, like, you know, it's cool for, like, 16-year-olds and all that to get high behind the school. I understand that you're not going to be able to stop that, but generally, if kids are getting high behind the school, there's a problem. Okay, there's a problem.
Yeah.
They don't really have the kind of trials in their life that require them to utilize that particular tool set to deal with
their
reality.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Like, there's obviously something going on there, and that's not you know, medicinal use. That is a drug problem, is what that is. I don't give a shit what anybody says. There's all these guys, you know. Don't get me wrong. I think we should legalize all the drugs and stop funding this fucking crazy war, which is killing people all over the world. I think we should just legalize that shit, tax the hell out of it, get rid of our national debt, and move forwards. And some people are like, well, Sean, blah, 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 you know. By the same time, I just want to put cameras on all the cops' heads and turn it into a Judge Dredd state. But where drugs are legal, hey, sounds good to me. Things are getting better.
Take with the good with the bad.
All the time. But yeah, these drugs that they're feeding people, man, I just don't trust it.
Oh, God.
You know, I never have.
They've got this system set up where they advertise them. They make you feel bad with the bad news
stories.
Sure. They've got it all.
Sure, tune in.
Pushing it on the kids and their parents to get the kids on the drugs. I just don't understand how it got so far, but it did. And we're here to rescue you from the pharma fascist state.
No, pretty much. That's our function here. Of course, now let's talk about Egypt real quick. I mean, you can't get away from Egypt because Egypt's in the process.
No, it's everywhere.
Of getting fucked up, right? Now, Egypt, of course, has this guy running the show over there who got in power, who's been in the back pocket of the Americans forever. So suddenly their American asset is like being ousted from power. And that's why nobody gives a shit in America about Egypt. You know, there's like ultimate riots and protests all over the place. And then the government goes out, sends out some guys with ski masks on. This is after days and days and days and days and days and days of protest and people who want this guy out. People all over the world in multiple countries all saying they want this guy out. Now, all of a sudden, there's the pro-government guys are in the picture. And I'm like, are you serious? Really? Like, really?
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to be super democracy. We invaded a country for democracy. But they can't even stay consistent with the lie. Like, we're supposed to, we're going to oust Saddam Hussein. And then we're going to, you know, bring democracy to our...
These democratize.
Dudes, these guys need, like, two steps up. All they need is two steps up, and it's done.
Yep.
One special operations team goes in there, removes the dictator, who everybody wants gone anyway, and ta-da! Democracy
problem
return.
Solved.
You know, that's where it is. But no, of course not. And now you've got... The same thing's going to happen here as what happened, you know, with Iran. Because Iran wanted all this change. Everything was good. And it got squished. Right? Everything got squished. It got, you know, beat down. Yep. And now they're going to... The Egyptians are going to... They've got all the pitchers out. Right? That's the first thing they do. Isn't that telling? Isn't that telling? They cut the comms. Uh-huh. They cut all internet. And that's why I think that, you know, cameras are not... You know, the next story relates to this. Let me do the next piece of feedback because it directly relates to this. Hi, folks. Just thought I'd share a little bit of some events that have troubled me recently. Most WOGs would universally hate CCTV. Now, that's a dangerous statement. Okay, before I go any further. I'm guilty of this. Okay, I'm guilty of this. But WOGs think for themselves. They don't classify themselves. You have to be careful when you say things that WOGs don't universally hate anything. WOGs is about survivability and being adaptive. And hate isn't part of that equation.
That's right.
Okay, WOGs hate being dead. WOGs hate being obsolete. WOGs hate being trapped. So they be like water, my friend. And water doesn't hate anything. It just moves. And it gets hard and soft when it
adapts.
Needs to be. That's right. That's the whole idea. So let's keep that in perspective here. Most WOGs, as the letter says, would universally hate CCTV. Some don't care for police, and few have been in security. So I figured I would give this all food for thought. Now, I understand where he's going with this.
Yeah.
But that's... there's a lot of cops that are police. I get a lot of feedback from cops from the show. And a lot of WOGs... We're the good guys. And security guards, because they're shit on by society, I don't care what anybody else says, security guards are good guys. You know, because they have absolutely no power, and yet they're still trying to do some good. So I got time for security guards. However, going on, not to rip on your email line by line. Yesterday, some extremely expensive demo stock was stolen from the shop I work in. They walked in, cut the device from the alarm system, and ran off before anyone could ID or stop them. I alerted Center Security, my shop is close to the mall, as us Scottish folk can get, who tracked them on CCTV. When they left the center grounds, the guards all followed them, taking directions from police CCTV along with a train station where the public transit getaway awaited. They missed their train and attempted to dispose of the evidence, but were busted by the cops and security. The device was recovered and returned to our store yesterday, and the thief will be getting busted for it. Nice, eh? Of course... This isn't what us WOGs want to hear, and they would argue about how ineffective CCTV and how invasive it is. That's not true either. We just want to know what's there and how to install our LEDs and whatever means we can to get by them should we need to. I'm not against them. I just want to hear your thoughts on it. Thanks for featuring the BBC article I sent you a few weeks ago. Thought you might give you a chuckle. Keep it up, folks. Ghost Dog. Thank you very much, Ghost Dog. And not to rip on your email. Let me be clear about a few things about WOGs here. WOGs are not criminals, okay? WOGs are tactically thinking people. These are people who do what it takes in order to meet, you know, the law of necessity, what is the most necessary thing at the time. These are people who are not tied down to one particular ideology. The one thing they won't do is kill themselves. They don't do that for any reason whatsoever because survivability is super important. And you have to be tactical. You have to think that way. So, now, CCTV, I'm not against it. What I'm against is when you have a lot of cameras filming people and only certain people have access. The truth is a beautiful thing. Okay, so if the truth is there, all the cops should have cameras on them. The taser cop cam, which everybody wears, you can see exactly what's going on, but have it available to everyone. Open up the CCTVs if it's in a public place, because that's where those cameras should be, is in a public place,
right.
Then it should be a public IP space and anybody can look through it. So it's public CCTV. If you've got private... Yeah, a private area. Well, you're not going to let people put cameras in a private area unless they put it on your Xbox, in which case people just embrace it and think it's the best thing ever. Absolutely. Let me put this webcam in my house that I don't have any control of so you can, you know, profit by it. Yeah, like that's insane. Okay, but generally speaking, I think that, you know, we should have, like, cops. You want to watch people get busted? That'd be the awesomest episode of Cops ever. Just edited first-person footage of cops busting people. That would be the, like, the new
wow,
episode
yeah,
of Cops.
Take yeah, next level. Yeah,
it'd be fantastic. It would be fantastic. So I'm not against CCTV. Absolutely not. But think of vlogs less as, you know, the activist guy with the scarf over his face looking noble and not eating meat and throwing, you know, a burning bottle. And more of, like, say, Jason Bourne. Okay, so that's a little bit more WOG-ish. WOGs don't go to protests. WOGs don't do that shit because WOGs don't engage cops for without a really good reason. A really good reason. Like, maybe they're trying to escape with treasure or something. But, like, honestly, I can't see any... Like, it's not... Like, come on. Seriously? No. We're, that whole hoodlum soccer hooligan WOG thing, I just want to kill that right now. That's not what it's about at all. So just to be clear. Dear Sean and Sim, not Taser, Sim, I'm sure you know, yeah. I'm teaching English to Japanese aviators here in Japan, which I do know. I've got a picture from this guy on my Facebook, which is just money.
Amazing picture.
It's stunning. I wish I could get a blow up of that shot. It's brilliant. After showing my students your segment on Patrolling Season 2 on sandwich making, during our Recce Media discussion, one of the airmen asked about vegan, what it was. Does it hurt and such? Which I thought was a great line. It's, does it hurt?
Does it hurt?
The pain.
Oh, it does.
The bloodlust makes it feel like there's boiling oil in my veins. After a comparative explanation on vegetarianism and veganism, they understood and asked about vegans in the military and would an American mess hall accommodate food for such a choice? Thanks for all the hard work and thank you for your service. As a matter of fact, they do. They do. They have vegan meals now. They have, against my better judgment, I'll have you know, I don't really agree with this at all. This is bullshit as far as I'm concerned. But yes, they actually have rations that are vegan and they can do that stuff. I think it's retarded. I think it's totally...
That's right. Belief structures go out the window when you join the military. You are ours. We own your ass.
No, we're just making you, a better, stronger, faster.
Meat eater.
Oh, well, yeah, because you're, you know, you're kind of killing people and stuff. You know, I mean, you know, feed the beast. All that good stuff. Yeah. Generally speaking, that's why I don't like conscription.
Uh-huh.
I don't like conscription. If you don't want to do that sort of stuff, uh-huh. Don't join the army. Conscription armies never work. Never good. Never good.
That's right. But if you have to, population to defend your own country, there's a problem with your country to begin with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Conscripted armies are retarded. Okay, so I'm not into that. So, yeah, but the thing
they
is...
They won't fight properly.
So, let me get this straight. I got some psychotic, bloodlust, bully asshole who's like 9 feet tall, 8 feet wide... Okay, and he's totally causing problems in society? Awesome! I have a role for you. I'm going to give you to these guys with these really flat hats, and they're going to get your shit in order in the next 8 weeks, or you're going to die in the process. That's what's going to happen. And then everything will move forward swimmingly. You'll be a better person. Everyone will be happy. You'll get some hero biscuits. It'll be wonderful. It's a good time. Now, speaking of this, this brings me directly to sort yourself out. Hello, Sean and Sim! I am a 25-year-old, unemployed robot programmer in southwestern Ontario. There will be a federal budget in the spring and a provincial budget in March. CPAC said the focus will be on job creation. Could you suggest an action plan for me? I live in a community without much work, and I don't own a car. Thanks, Junior George. Well, Simi... Have you got anything for this guy? Because he addressed you. So I'll let you go first. Because you probably know what I'm going to say.
Move to a place that needs robot people. Because if you're in a community with no work there, and maybe there is a community that has work for
Silicon Valley.
Who
yep.
know
bots. Maritime. So, there could be some dudes doing
you've
maritime.
Got skills.
Yeah. Oh, plus there's ROVs, right? The oil field. There's ROVs in the oil field. No, there's some remotely operated vehicles
robotic
vehicles.
That's true. Yeah, you've reported a couple times on ROVs.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, because you can't put a diver down at 3,000 feet, right? You got to have robots doing that shit. So where do they use robots? Let's start with there. Car manufacturing.
In dangerous places.
Yeah, pretty much shitty places or car
humans
factories.
Can't
there's a lot of car places in Ontario. I know that, so you can try that. Sorry, but I'm totally interjecting, Sim. Carry on.
No. That's all I have. Go
That's all
move
you got?
Somewhere else. Either you have to retrain yourself into some field that there is jobs where you are, or you'll have to move to a place where you can use your skills. There's only those two options, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or, that's it.
Pretty
There's
much.
Two.
Pretty much. The other side of it, of course, is that You know, I'm assuming here that you don't have a family, because you haven't talked about a family here, and that hasn't come up. You just said you're a 25-year-old unemployed robot programmer in southwestern Ontario. So that's...
Because that does factor in quite a bit.
Yeah, so I'm assuming this advice matters if you're single. Okay, so if you are single, and by single I mean not married. If you have a girlfriend, it doesn't count. Okay? But if, you know, since you're 25... Now, Sim would think, I would say, join the army! Right? That's what he thinks I'm going to say. Everybody thinks...
The solution to all your problems.
a lot of people are thinking, they're expecting me to say join the army, and that is not what I'm going to say here. This man should clearly join the Air Force. This is an Air Force guy, if ever there was one. If you walk into any recruiting station and say, hey, I'm a robot programmer, the Air Force guys will spear tackle you. The entire new... that's the new face of war, man, is robots. And you're going to walk in there
as a...
It's all
done by remote control.
You betcha. If you got experience in that field... Now, I don't know if you got paper, but if you walk in there and say, hey, man, I program robots. Can I get into the Air Force doing that shit? They'll fall over themselves trying to get your ass in there. You'd be in Kingston before your feet hit the ground. Shitty area. Shit. There are worse. Kingston's not bad. There's three prisons, university. Muggy as fuck in the summertime. It's horrible. They have a really nice obstacle course there. But generally speaking, you know, it's a pretty good guy. Now, the advantage of this is because you're able to keep your job set up. And realistically, who's got cooler robots than the Army? I mean, Sim, you got to give me that. They got the shit.
Sure, okay? They've got the funding.
They do. So, but if you're in the southern Ontario and stuff, the Canadian Army, not so great. And I do know if you get a day pass, if you could sneak across the border, make your way to a Marine station or an Air Force recruiting area, and just be like, hey, I can program robots and I'm from Canada. Can I like join the Army down here? Because you guys get the BAM! You'll be looking for Mexicans along the border in no time. They will ship your ass to Arizona, and that'll be the end of you, my friend. So definitely, anyone who's thinking about joining the Army, don't become an infantryman. That's a bad job. You want to get something where you're going to get a trade, and definitely, you know, robotics and training, they will put you through some really good stuff. So that would be my suggestion, because, you know, hey, get out, get a bit of perspective. You know, you don't have to stay there forever. If you got to do your basic engagement, mm-hmm. 3 years, whatever, do 3 years. You're only 28. You can jump back out and still make a mess of your life, so don't worry about it. Everything's fine. You know, so don't worry. But that would be, I mean, honestly, if you're like, wow, this sucks, you know, as they said in Apocalypse Now, once again, you better chance of figuring out who you are than you would in some factory in Iowa. So that's just entirely my take on that. Absolutely, Air Force for that kind of stuff, especially if you're into robots, dude. Now, news. What everybody came here for.
The news.
Later. Of course. In Cyberscape news. This is an interesting one here. Now, this is coming. Okay? Just understand. This is really funny, because I think they're already doing this, but they're like, we're thinking about doing this, and then they're going to admit that they've been doing it for years.
That's how it always works. It's like, we're thinking about...
Yeah, and then they get used to the idea. In its ongoing effort to keep and hold the high ground in cyberspace... What? In the ongoing effort to keep and hold the high ground, and this is like a battlefield, you know.
High ground? That assumes they have the high ground already, because they're trying to keep it.
That's the dumbest thing. That's like saying, in the ongoing effort to keep and hold the high ground in Descent Free Space, which is a space game, the Defense Department is considering developing a database to monitor government and private sector network traffic. According to the U.S. Cyber Criminal Command, officials participating in the database is voluntary, but all collected information will provide the government with a better view of cyber threats. Speaking with last week's seminar on cybersecurity regulation hosted by the Potomac Institute, Marine Lieutenant General Robert E. Schmidor Jr., Deputy Commander of Cyber Command, said the shared database will provide the DoD with a common operational picture, whatever the fuck that means. The database will collect information from all the services networks and Homeland Security Department and other federal agencies. By putting all of these various data fields into a single coherent database. That's the money. By putting all of this data into a single coherent database will be an ugly challenge, Spindle said. Cooperating organizations who contribute data will have to access the database. And shared approach is important because it allows the government to respond in a unified fashion during the incident. Wow, can you say too many pipes there? Spindle said he did not expect the database to be set up immediately. Well, that's good. Way to go there, Cochise, because nobody's got any idea how the hell you're going to pull that off. And their potential policy and privacy issues to be ironed out first. Never mind how the fuck are you going to do it. yeah,
ironed out.
Yeah, ironed out. We're gonna iron out those wrinkles, as only the Marine.
A lot of hard drives.
Yeah, that's yeah. Like, and how exactly you're gonna like? How much data? Do you have any idea how much data you're talking about here? Like, that is gonna be a ridiculous, ridiculous amount of data. Like, how the hell are you gonna process that?
That equals everything.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Like, we want to store the whole internet every day, all day. Impossible. It's just not happening.
Well, well, it's basically the entire government intranet is what he's talking about. Like, the government sites, I believe. But, I mean, he's also... the issue concerns how deeply DOD should be involved in commercial and civilian government networks. Yeah, so I guess they want it all. So, basically, they're going to put gates up on on, you know, the gateway routers to America and just be like, yeah, we want it all. We'll just mirror everything. For how long there, Coach East? I'm just wondering. We're generating, like, you know, 7 terabytes a second.
You know, we'll install this little red light bulb anytime somebody says bomb. It'll go off and then we'll take a look at it.
Oh, look, you can see the red light from space. That's awesome. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Seriously. It's glowing. It's getting brighter.
Oh, God. It's warping time and space. I don't have any idea what these people are thinking. So that's what the general smoke of the cigars are thinking. So good to see there's not much threat coming from those guys.
We gotta get on this web thing. I heard it's all the rage and people are chatting on it.
That's right. Well, no, they're letting now it's serious shit because now it's like, oh, they got footage of our guys on it. Now it's like, hey, this is the same crowd who didn't encrypt the UAVs. Okay, the UAV footage. That the UAVs, you know, the Army UAVs in theaters of war, they didn't encrypt that shit. They broadcast that stuff in the open, so Buddy with the receiver on the ground could look through the eyes of the. What's going on, man?
It's smart, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, just what?
I need to decrypt it. The data goes faster, less overhead. You know, who cares? Who
needs really? To that kind of. You know, because everybody knows brown people are stupid, right? And that's the only thing these things shoot is brown people. So you know, obviously they're not going to figure that out. Oh wait. They built all of it.
Mud and
you know what are you thinking? Anyway, I don't get it. I don't get that. You know what's interesting? I heard an interesting story about Afghanistan. Uh-huh. If you ever wanted to buy yourself an amazing rifle, go to Afghanistan because what these guys can do. I'm amazed with people who can do something with nothing. You know, like Himalayan Imports. Uh-huh. You got five guys with a leaf spring and a hot rock, and they make these amazing knives. These guys in Afghanistan and Pakistan and these areas, there's like these little villages and gun markets where these guys will turn out like handmade, state-of-the-art shit that they just look at it and copy it by eye. Like, just unbelievable skill. Like, in Road Warrior scenario, I'm going there, because they got the good guns. Like, let me tell you. You could show up there, there's some amazing craftsmen. And, you know, and a lot of people, you know, that's the weird part. When you look at, like, the Islamic world, they were reading books and stuff, and we were all still throwing rocks at each other. I mean, the first libraries were all from that part of the world. So there's a lot of knowledge that's over there that we can capitalize on if you can cut through all the psychotically inane Sharia law, psycho-religious bullshit that makes everybody wear the explosive life vests. So that's but, you know, there's some neat shit over there. I don't have a problem with... I very seriously draw a line between the religious fundamentalism and the culture, whereas the religious nuts will tell you, no, Islam is our culture. No, bullshit, it's not your culture. You've got a lot of beautiful things in your culture, and believing in snaky, weird bullshit is not part of it. You know, so...
And it's kind of unfortunate that it's almost cut off to people like us wanting to experience this culture, because it's just so almost dangerous to go over there. Well, it is dangerous.
Well, sure.
Like,
sure.
Iraq, Afghanistan, and we can't experience and you know, visit those places and be amazing to see this. The ancient...
Oh, dude.
Large temples and artifacts, and it'd just be so awesome to go see that.
Well, I'm all about that kind of stuff, like ancient civilization. I'm sure there's a couple of serious, like, hardcore, you know, Islamic dudes over there who could probably set me up with, like, you know, the Islamic equivalent of the Pope's basement. I don't know what that is, you know, but... That's what I was saying before the show, is that I wish I could learn Arabic, because I would love to get on the air. That's full circle. That's what I lost my place on earlier. But I would love to get on the air in, like, Arabic and do newsreel in Arabic, and it'll be called the Don't Blow Yourself Up Show. And people will tune in, and I'll be like, hey, and I'll do the Allah Akbar thing in the beginning. Doesn't bother me. You know, I'd probably be able to do it pretty good. And I'd just be like, hey, here we are, and wait a minute. Today we're going to talk about Slurpees. And Slurpees are the reason why you're not going to blow yourself up, because if you come to America and say, I'm the most redneck 9/11 toting psychopathic Texan. If he met a man on the road outside of a 7-Eleven and said, what are you doing here? He said, I traveled here from Egypt and left in an Islamic nation just because I didn't want to kill myself, and they said you would give me a free Slurpee. That man would buy the other man a Slurpee. I promise you.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I would buy anybody a Slurpee. And honestly, I think that Slurpees are underused as a Middle Eastern form of coercion. Do they have Slurpees over there? Because they should. It's a desert region. They'd love Slurpees. You know, really?
Yeah.
Hey,
cool down?
You know, I'm sorry we were dropping all these bombs on you and shit, and we're all going to change that now. We're legalizing drugs. We're giving out Slurpees. It's America the new way. We can change. You know, honestly, yes, yes, we can. You know, I think that that'd be a much better approach, just me personally.
I think so.
You know, they're handing out newsreel.
Instead of miserable.
Newsreel and a Slurpee, and I'm just like, hey, guys, it's cool. You know, let's all meet up in Second Life. We'll play some first-person shooters and shit. No explosive vests allowed. Everything's awesome.
Have some fun.
We don't believe in God. Everything's cool. Or you want a God? We got lots of gods for you. You know, Symbol, shoot down your gods. I'll give you some new ones. It'll be fine. We've got this big guy with a squid head living in the ocean. It's a problem. We got to get allied against that stuff. You know,
but
dreaming, really. We've got, you know, honestly. You know, never mind the American menace. Cthulhu is coming. Honestly, you guys need to think about this. Cause,
together.
You know, because if they believe all that crazy Islamic, I'm going to put a bomb on myself stuff. I mean, you could definitely convince them the Cthulhu thing's real. I mean, you could totally pull that off. I just think. Now, as well, this is another American brilliance going on here. Now, you know, everybody picks on the Yanks, but they're just the most developed of the Western world. So I shouldn't actually pick on the Yanks, because I love Americans. I think they're great. I like the whole American system. I think it's all right. There's just some crazy people involved right now. In Sky Clearance News, thank you very much, Xerxes, a volume of abandoned rockets, shattered satellites, and missile shrapnel in Earth's orbit is reaching a tipping point and now threatening the $250 billion space services industry. A single collision between two satellites or large pieces of face junk could send thousands of pieces of debris spinning into orbit, each capable of destroying further satellites. That would be rad to see from space. Global positioning systems and international phone connections, television signals, weather forecasts are among the services which are at risk of crashing to a halt. So basically, the first alien invasion ship smacks through the atmosphere and spiderwebs out our satellites, comms go down. This is why you buy a Rhino 530. Anyway, there are also fears that large pieces of debris could threaten the lives of astronauts in the space shuttle or International Space Station. Yeah, there's only like 6 or 7 dudes up there. I'm more worried about the other dudes on the planet. The report, and they're all going to get, you know, high schools named after them anyway. The report, which was sent to Congress in March, was not publicly released. It said that increasingly congested and contested, and warned the situation is about to set to worsen. Baharath Gopalaswamy, who's a Scrabble expert and an Indian rocket scientist researching space debris in Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, estimates there are now more than 370,000 pieces of junk compared with the 1,100 satellites in low Earth orbit. Between 490 and 620 miles above the planet. Now, that's a lot. I mean, granted, we're talking about the whole planet here, but that's a lot of junk. The February 2009 crash between the defunct Russian Cosmos satellite and the Iridium Communications Incorporated satellite left around 1,500 pieces of junk whizzing around the Earth at 4.8 miles a second. A Chinese missile test destroyed a satellite on January 2007, leaving 150,000 pieces of debris in the atmosphere, according to the doctor. The space junk, dubbed an orbiting rubbish dump, also comprises nuts, bolts, gloves, and other debris from space missions. Now, that would be pretty rad if I could get some gloves from an astronaut. Astronaut gloves, that would be badass. That would be some badass glove shit on the go.
These were in space.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This is almost the tipping point, which, I mean, I get worried. It says the doctor, no satellite can be reliably shielded against this kind of destructive force. Well, yeah, okay. You know, you got a railgun bullet coming at you at 4.5 miles a second. That's pretty hauling ass. You know, that's,
yeah,
that's 4.9. What is that? You're moving at, is that, what was it? 4.8 miles a second. Five, what is it? 5,000 feet to a mile?
You don't even, you're dead. You don't
that's
even
like
see it coming.
20,000 miles a second. 20,000 feet per second. That is a Sabo. Yeah, they got a little stamp on each one of those things going, I break for fuck all. Yeah, that's going right through you.
Boom.
You're done. Yeah, that would suck. You got a hole in you big enough to throw a cat
even hurt.
This is an important tipping point. Yeah, the Chinese missile test and Russian satellite crash were key factors in pushing the United States to help the United issue guidelines urging companies and countries not to clutter the orbits with junk, the Space Posture Review said in May. United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs included space debris mitigation guidelines in 2009, urging the removal of spacecrafts and launch vehicles from the Earth's orbit at the end of their missions. Maslan Othmer, director of UNOSA, and said the space needs and policy laws are there to protect the public interest. He added, we should have all the instruments to make sure that lifestyles are not disrupted because of the misconduct in space when people switch the television or to watch the World Cup next month in Johannesburg. Yeah. Yeah, so when they turn on the television, they don't get a giant steel piece of satellite crashing through their house and killing them where they stand. Happy sky clearance,
like,
you know.
Truly, this is the closest, like, we're getting so close to Max Hedrum's sky clearance.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Like, this is so crazy. 370,000 pieces waiting to rain down on our heads.
That hopefully we know about. That we know about. You know, you don't think all these...
They're tracking.
These satellites were going up there. There's rockets being fired up. There's all kinds of space missions. What are they doing up there? Oh, they're just going up, you know, to look around. You know, they weren't dropping any satellites off. They're just hanging out, really, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know...
Coming back.
So they're just burning, what, millions of dollars in fuel for fuck all? For some science experiments from the kids in the school in Iowa? Are you shitting me? You know, the payload was full when it left. So there's all kinds of unreported shit floating around up there. God, and if you don't think any of it's radioactive, you're on crack. Yeah. Oh, no, we never put anything. Fuck you, you didn't put anything radioactive in space. I mean, you'd have to be high to believe that. Really? Because I bet everybody else did. You know, I bet you the Russians did. Fuck. Come on. What were we saying, Sam? Sorry?
Just being in space makes it radioactive. Like, it's not shielded by the Earth once it's in space.
Well, could you imagine? Okay, so we got some kind of Russian, just not to pick on anybody, we're doing, maybe an American or Russian nuclear-powered satellite gets smoked by some piece of Chinese shrapnel doing, you know, a billion miles a second. And boom, we now have, like, a dirty bomb descending into a city. Awesome sauce!
Yay!
What could possibly go wrong? You know, we'll just play some, you know, Japanese serenades as it falls. You know, it'd be great.
Head indoor.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like pretty great stuff. Now, this particular story here is going to piss. This story really pissed me off. Now, generally, I don't cover these kind of stories, but this is a story about an example. Okay? So there's an example here. Isabel Theoret was preparing a sandwich for her 6-year-old son's kindergarten class one day last week when he screamed out, "No, mommy, not a Ziploc!" Which, I mean, it's almost worth it just for that line. But anyway, "No, mommy, not a Ziploc!" The child, who lives with his family in the town of Laval in Quebec, well, sorry, would have said it in French, he'd be like, "Mommy, no, the Ziploc, she is no good," explained that his teacher would exclude him from a contest to win a stuffed teddy bear if he brought an environmentally unfriendly plastic baggie to school. Now this, there comes a point when you have to take a stand. I'm not saying that we should all eat McDonald's from the old styrofoam containers, all right? I'm not saying
that. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But I'm just saying that if you expect me to root through my garbage to pick out containers so that somebody else can make money from my work... Okay, that's one thing. But to sit here and to be, like, chastising children when we still have freight that's not being delivered by train, I mean, this whole green thing is really starting to piss me off. I mean, okay, I understand that we can't throw the whole planet away. I get that. But there comes a point when everybody's putting, they're supposed to put their garbage in. Now they're just taking this thing to the totally other end of the spectrum where everyone's got to have see-through garbage bags. We talked about that guy. Remember that guy we had on the show? And he
That's
said
right.
that they want to put my garbage out on the end of the street. This is another one of those stories where it's like the schools and, you know, fuck teachers. I swear to God, I bet you I don't have a very big teacher base that listens to. Actually, that's not true. I've got some teachers who listen. And the teachers who listen know exactly what the hell I'm talking about, too. These kind of ghettoized, cocooned, I went to university, went to another university, and now I'm back in school, and I have zero connection to the real world that's going on out there today. And somehow I'm supposed to be preparing the next generation for that. And this is not a new problem. Heinlein wrote about it in Starship Troopers. I mean, this is an ongoing issue that I mean, this... Come on, Sim. Chime in on the whole green recycling or die thing. Like, what the hell?
It always... Whenever these stories like this come up, it always seems like it's busy work for the populace. Well, on the other hand, there's just... You look across the river, and there's belching smoke towers from industry and government, and they're telling us to not use plastic bags because we're ruining the environment. This just seems a little bit lopsided to me.
Yeah, and the whole thing, I mean, let's be real. Honestly, like, really, you're gonna step to me with this? Really? You know, and I'm somehow a morally inferior person. I mean, incidentally, speaking of morally inferior, I got no response on my Hug Hunt thing. You'll be pleased to know. I guess
Hug Hunt. What is that?
Sorry, Hog Hunt. You remember where I said I wanted to go down and shoot this giant feral pigs? Yeah, nobody responded.
Good.
Didn't get a single response. I was surprised. I was surprised. I honestly thought, because it's pretty. That's pretty cool.
Kill pigs with Sean. Come on, killing pigs with Sean.
No. A pig is a small farm animal. That's a pig. I can point. Pig looks like Wilbur. Something that's like 9 feet long and has tucks and has like razor things going down their back. That's not a pig, dude. That's like calling an alligator a lizard. Okay. Yeah. All right. Technically. Yeah, well,
hellhound. We must kill the hellhounds.
Well, they're 9 feet long, living in a rural area, destroying stuff. And they're too big to keep
pets. They can't help the way they look. They can't help the way they look, Sean.
No!
Just because dolphins look friendly and smile, they're still going to bite the hell out of you and kill you underwater.
They do not bite the hell out of you and kill you underwater. Dolphins have saved people. Now, granted, they might try to rape you, and there's some stories of dolphins being kind of like pricks of the sea. And just because they look like they're smiling all the time, people think they're really, really nice, and they're not. Okay, so I'm not going to say that dolphins are really, really... But there are reports of dolphins helping people, whereas giant razorback pigs, which go feral and like destroy crops and like kill families and rack up their credit cards, that's a problem.
They will kick the shit.
I'm just saying.
Pigs, yeah. They're probably not very friendly. No.
Well, I mean, you know, they're probably pretty pissed off at the whole craving for bacon thing. I'm just saying I was really surprised that I never got... That's going back to nature. Hog Hunt. You know,
going back to killing nature.
Well, it's not. Yep. They're not nature. They got let. They escaped. They're like, you know, derelict
demon pigs.
Demon
pigs.
They
need to die.
Yeah. Screw you, Wilbur. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. In Lockdown Under news. Okay, now this is. I love that title. In Lockdown Under. So it's like Down Under, but it's
that
Lockdown Under. Yeah, it's a good one. From Orphan, who sent this one in. Thank you very much. That was an Exorcist reference, by the way, for those of you who haven't seen it. If you haven't seen The Exorcist, great film. Very good film.
You have to.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
Best horror films.
You know,
yes.
Have a good time. Wait until it's really late at night, you know, and you're feeling kind of creeped out, and then watch The Exorcist. Just scare yourself stupid. Awesome. Still a disturbing movie. Still a disturbing movie. Great movie. Don't watch it with the lights on. So
anything happens in it.
Yeah, like
just, and the amazing thing is hardly anything happens in
it. Well, that's
but
why
you're
it's great.
Scared witless.
That's why it's fantastic.
You're
like fuck all
it's
happens.
Happening.
Yeah, no, it's one of those. Yep. Like Jaws is fantastic because you never see the shark until like the last 10 minutes of the movie, and then there you watch it now. It's just pathetic. But the first three quarters, man, best monster movie ever made. Anyway. In Lockdown Under news. Now, this is, of course, Orphan set this in about Australia. Thousands of clubbers and pub patrons are being forced. This is great. I love this. They're being forced to submit to fingerprint and photographic scans to enter popular venues. They're not being forced. They're totally not being forced.
No.
Seemingly unaware of the ramifications of handing over their identity. Well, because they're stupid. I mean, anybody who goes to a club to spend that much money on booze is a retard. Biometric scanners, once the domain of James Bond movies, are flooding the pub market in a fix-all solution to violence and antisocial behavior. I love that. Antisocial behavior, such as, you know, running a pirate radio show or, you know, talking.
Yeah.
The pubs are exerting more power pub power that the police and airport security by demanding photos, fingerprints, and ID. Police can only do it if they suspect someone of committing a crime, and they must destroy the data if a person is not charged or found not guilty. Yet, one company boasts that sensitive information collected by patrons can be kept for years and shared with other venues in the country, what appears to be a breach in privacy laws. And this is like Bar Watch.
This now, exactly is what happened in Canada. Exactly.
This is what Bar Watch
trouble
is.
Yeah. And
and now,
they got so much shit from the public that they changed their name just like
I don't think that they should, I don't particularly, personally, I don't see a problem with this at all. The problem here is not that they're doing this. You know, hey.
No.
They should be allowed to do that. The thing is, though, is that people will just go in there. Be like, yeah, we're going to go into this bar, we're going to spend our money here. And they're like, yeah, we're going to take your ID and scan you and take some blood and your DNA. Like, you're going to get, no, you're not. Yeah, we are actually, or you can't come in. Yeah, well, I guess I'm not going in. I'm going to go over here and get a Slurpee.
To the other 1,000 pubs somewhere else.
Yeah, that don't, you know, biometrically scan me. And I don't care if you've got, you know, I don't care about your music. Your music sucks anyway. I'm not interested in going into your shitty bar to spend $9 on a beer. I'm not, no. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I'm going to drink anymore. This is ridiculous. I'm going to drink 7 beers, spend almost $100. I'm going to get laughed at by a bunch of stuck-up bitches.
Yeah.
I'm really not in the mood for this. Life is not a music video. Fuck your bar. You know, seriously, why would you do
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I used to, you know, I worked
Submit.
In pubs and I'd watch people spend thousands of dollars in an evening. You know? Just
and all they
out.
Got was, you know, bumps and bruises from falling down drunk.
Well, I mean, they danced and stuff. I mean, they had a good time. Don't get me wrong. I mean, some of these people had a good time. But not
$1,000
like...
$1,000
worth of a good time. Like, no, dude. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. And bottom line is that if I was ever going in any bar and they wanted to scan me and shit, I'd be like, no. And if I'm meeting friends there, I'm like, guys, did you all go in there and get scanned? And they're like, yeah. And they're, well, I've got a news program you should listen to. It's by this guy named Sean, Newsreel. Yeah, specifically this one episode.
Yeah.
He talks about it specifically. You guys are all fucked up. Like, that's just a bad...
Yeah. You don't need to get tagged. You don't need the beer that bad that you're going to be put into a database for everybody to share your personal data around. It's not worth it. Go somewhere else and give them your money for not scanning you.
That's right. Because, you know, hey, I like to just go to a bar where the guy asks your name. That's great, you know. I mean, if they want to check your ID to see you're over 19, that's one thing. All
Fine.
Right? But, yeah. like, that checking my ID doesn't mean you're running through the scanner. You know, sorry.
Yeah.
In sky clearance news, more sky clearance news, 2 nuclear superpowers both shot down their own satellites using sophisticated missiles and a Shepard sword of strength. This is according to a Wikipedia file. Like, the American government was so incensed by the Chinese actions that it privately warned Beijing that it would face military action if it did not desist, which is insane. Hey, if you just don't stop shooting down satellites, you're going to face military action. Well, wait a second. I mean, I'm not really in love with China, but, you know, it's they got just as much right to shoot down satellites if they want to. Like, what's the big deal here? The Chinese carried out further tests recently last year, leading to further protests from Hillary Clinton, U.S. Secretary of Defense, secret documents show. Beijing justifies his actions by accusing the Americans of developing an offensive laser weapon system that has the capability of destroying missiles before they left enemy territory. Well, I don't know if that's really offensive. The disclosures are contained in the latest documents obtained by WikiLeaks' website, which I have released to The Telegraph. They detail private fears of both superpowers they sought mastery over the known military frontier. It's not a military frontier. Ha! It's a frontier. It doesn't necessarily mean... The Star Wars arms race that began in January 2007 when China shocked the White House by shooting down one of its own weather satellites 530 miles above the Earth. The strike, which resulted in thousands of pieces of debris orbiting the Earth, raised fears that the Chinese had the power to cause chaos by destroying U.S. military and civilian satellites. Which, why would they do that? But anyway, in February 2008, America launched its own test strike to destroy a malfunctioning American satellite, which luckily wasn't Galaxy 15, but which demonstrated the Chinese had also had the capability to strike in space. That's ridiculous. The Americans stated at the time that the strike was not a military test, but a necessary mission to remove a faulty spy satellite. The leaked documents appear
a
to show
a good reason to do it.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot these guys down. 1 month before this strike, U.S. criticized Beijing for launching its own anti-satellite sets, noting the United States is not conducting anti-satellite tests since 1985. Back in the Reagan years, the formal diplomatic protest officials warned that officials working for Condoleezza Rice, then Secretary of State, told Beijing a Chinese attack on a satellite using a weapon launched by a ballistic missile threatens to destroy space systems the United States and other nations use for commerce, and national security. Destroying satellites endangers people. You know, I don't even know where to go with this. You got people protesting in the streets looking for like half a push to try to get, you know, some democracy going in Egypt. And you got these, you know, pretty much the biggest superpower on the planet, China, who's firing rocks at some satellites that they put up there in the first place, really, shooting rocks at cans. And it's like, hey, I can understand if they went over there and they said, hey, China, notice that you're sort of engaging satellites in space. Just kind of wondering what you're doing with that. And I could see them even doing it themselves, saying, hey, China's doing this. We should probably get on this so that we've got, you know, that kind of capability.
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever. I could see that, but
it's
like I
thought they were friends, like the Americans and Chinese. They're huge trade partners. At best, they should be like, we shot down our, the U.S. says they shot down their own satellite, their own test strike, and they did fine, and China shot down theirs and made a big mess in space. U.S. should be going to China going, hey, we've got better technology that won't make a mess. You want it? We'll give it to you so you can not make a mess. The Chinese haven't shot down any American satellites. There's no threat yet, but the Americans always want to control the whole world. It's like, only we can do it. We don't trust any other country except for us.
Well, the one
and
thing
we have
that
a
America...
double standard. We'll shoot down our own satellite. Yeah. Nobody else can shoot down theirs.
Now, the one thing, America's going about this all wrong. See, I can understand why they'd be pissed off about the satellites, but America is something that the Chinese do not. Okay?
Yeah.
Which is, we got the Slurpees. You know, everybody wants
that's
Slurpees.
The right, yeah,
they do. They
that's
do. Right. People, you know, they're living in the middle of nowhere, sucking on rocks.
Hot day.
On a hot, shitty day. And then MTV shows up. Bam. They see Slurpees. They want a Slurpee. Right? They never knew a Slurpee existed before, but now the media's in there. They got some chick with big knockers and a Slurpee. Dude, who doesn't want some of that? Okay? So that's the problem. That's why there's all these protests.
Slurpees.
These people, Egypt, what do they want? Slurpees. They want to be able to go and buy their own Slurpee. They want to be free. They want to have democracy. Where do you suppose they got that idea from? You know, they got it from
television.
When
do we want them now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They got it all from television and media. Once the media gets loose in China, that country's going to fall apart. Like, they're a developing nation right now, and yeah, they've got some pretty good military control, but once, you know, the great worm of basically booze, broads, and WWE takes hold in China, I don't know.
They'll be wanting it. They'll be wanting it.
So I can see why the Chinese would want, well, this media control, right? They got to have it. But the problem is the more they tighten, eventually it's going to break. But they got it down to an art over there, man. They've got, I mean,
they do. They're pretty good over there about
millions of people. So interesting stuff. But you'll see more stories like this, which this one here, this is a crowning achievement, Sumerian. This is a crowning achievement right here. This is one of those reasons why I shut down Cult. Okay, right here.
Okay.
Pirate radio is terrorism. Thank you very much, Name Redacted. The government approved on Sunday a proposal declaring pirate radio a threat that constitutes aerial terror and endangers the peace and security of passengers flying over Israeli skies. The approval of the proposal initiated by the Transportation Minister Shaul Mofaz means the government will increase activities against illegal broadcasting. For the first time, pirate radio offense will be termed an economic crime and will be enforced as such. The enforcement plan is adding 5 police teams to deal with locating and dealing with pirate radio infrastructure. It's placed 2 prosecutors with the Economic Crime Division police to work on the legal end. Now, I don't know what Israel's doing right now, but I think Israel's looking more and more like Nazi Germany every day. Honestly.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's some crazy shit going on in Israel right now. When you got people trying to run blockades, Israeli blockades, and you've got, like, death camp survivors tying themselves to the front of the boats, saying that what Israel is doing is wrong. Like, I understand, guys. I understand that there's a lot of hatred going on. Everybody's attacking Israel, and Israel's fighting back, and so on and so forth. But, dude, like, this has gone way too far.
Your country's in trouble when they start locking down free speech and free media and controlling what the populace says, because then they know that the people are starting to not like what the government is doing, and they're rising up against them, so they've got to stifle it any way they can by this kind of thing, shutting down pirate radio stations
like,
and declaring...
Can you think of something more inane? Like, honestly, do I strike you as, like, an aerial airborne terrorist threat? Come on. Really?
Sometimes.
Christ,
sometimes.
Man. I'm half a danger to myself more than I am to anything else. Come on. Really? Airborne threat? Honestly? Come on. I don't think so. You know what we need
ridiculous.
To do? Is those people need... Slurpees. They need psilocybin slurpees is actually what you need to give them. Something that'll get them high as kites so their memory takes a shit. They don't remember anything. We just keep feeding them psilocybin slurpees for like, oh, I don't know, a year and a half. Everybody resets. Nobody can remember who they are. And, you know, they're all having sex with each other. And by that point, it's
like
it's,
who do we hate again?
Well, we're
remember.
Arabs and Jews. We're Arab-Jews or we're Jew-rabs, you know, or whatever. You know, just
what
keep
you,
it going.
What
you, know?
You do is you do it all... City, you knock them out at night, switch everybody around.
There you go.
They don't know, you don't know who you're with, who you hate, your family's different. It's like, what's going on?
I don't know, but this Slurpee is fucking awesome. Suck.
It's Slurpee.
Yeah, that's what it is. Psilocybin Slurpees, man. It's like Dark City. But if we could do that, you know, shut it down. Oh my God, I so would. That would just be the best thing ever. Now, this is a cool idea, though. We're going to get into the daily hacks. I got an awesome, there's some really good daily hacks this week. A pirate ox sent in the Pirate Box. Pirate Box is a self-contained mobile collaboration and file sharing device. Simply turn it on and transform any space into a free and open file sharing network. Share freely, inspired by pirate radio and free culture movements. Awesome. Pirate Box utilizes free Libre and open source software, Floss, to create a mobile wireless file sharing networks that can be used anonymously and share images, video, audio, documents, and other digital content. Private and secure, Pirate Box is designed to be private and secure. No logins are required, no user data is logged, users remain completely anonymous. The system is purposely not connected to the internet in order to subvert tracking and preserve user privacy. Easy to use, simply turn it on and transform any space into a free file sharing network. The DIY Project Box was created by David Dart and registered under the Free Art License. The Free Art License grants the right to freely copy, distribute, and transform creative works according to the principles of copyleft. Very, very cool. So you definitely want to check that out. That's what are going to be one of the pictures that goes on the newsreel site, because they took a pirate lunchbox and put a little Wi-Fi antenna on it. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Nice.
And I've talked about this before, but it's nice when flying monkeys like Doodle, who has been around for a long time, send me a story. And this talks about, I've talked about meditation and how it actually changes the brain. And it's a very, very good tool, and I highly recommend. I'm doing like an hour and a half of yoga on Saturdays now. I do the Yoga X.
Wow.
Or Yogax, as I like to call it, which is really, it's not really yoga. It's basically like torture inoculation against stress positions is really what Yogax is. But, you know, it has a role to play in the WOG, you know, thing, where you're like, you know, pretty much the guy thinks he's going to be torturing you, and you're like, meow, 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 you know, it's fun. The therapeutic interventions.
Inside yourself.
This is the brain hack. Therapeutic interventions that incorporate training and mindfulness meditation. Now, mindfulness, this is what the whole, that's it. So mindfulness and meditation is just meditation, have become increasingly popular. But to date, little is known about the neural mechanisms associated with these interventions. Mindfulness-based stress reduction, one of the most widely used mindfulness training programs, has been reported to produce positive effects on psychological well-being and to ameliorate symptoms of a number of disorders. Huh? Wow. Doing nothing and being mindful fixes your brain. Here we report a controlled longitudinal study to investigate pre-post changes in brain gray matter, concentrating on attributable participation of an MBSR program and anatomical magnetic resonance images from 16 healthy meditation-naive participants were obtained before and after they underwent an eight-week program. 8 weeks! 2 months! That's it. Changes in gray matter concentration were investigated using voxel-based morphometry and compared with a waiting list control group of 17 individuals. Analysis in a priori regions of interest confirmed increases in gray matter concentration within the left hippocampus. The whole brain analysis identified areas in the posterior cingulate cortex, the temporal perineal junction, the cerebellum, and in the MSBR group compared with the other controls. So it works, and it works in 8 freaking weeks, man. 8 weeks, and you can start fixing your brain.
Like, they don't even understand that shit. So this is a good point now for these people that are having major problems and they're like, my brain's all fucked up. Looks like this whole mindful-based stress reduction meditation might be something to look at, because in 8 weeks, you can start doing the damage and get your brain fixed up. And if nothing else, hey, more, you know, upgrade your gray matter, because, you know, one day it may matter. So it's that is amazing to have that kind of information. So there's a brain hack, because that's, if you got a soul, that's where it's going to be. And cut your arms and legs off, you're still you. Okay, but once you start messing with the brain, you know, that's where you are. So you should probably take a really serious look at that, dedicate some time to it. Last but not least, also in the spirit of Egypt, thank you very much, Wyandi, for sending this one in. It's a guerrilla internet link. These days, no popular movement goes without an internet presence of some kind, whether it's organizing on Facebook or spreading the word through Twitter. Mm-hmm. And as we've seen in Egypt, that means your internet connection can be the first to go. Whether you're trying to check in your family or contact your friends or simply spread the word, here's a few ways to build some basic network connectivity when you can't rely on your cellular or landline internet connections. Very interesting stuff. So it talks about how to get the word out. Kind of a bit of a primer, but it's a good one to start with.
Well, it's good to know. Communications is key, and especially when society has gone to crap.
Oh, of course.
You see Egypt, it goes down the drain, and you got to communicate with your fellow peoples.
This is what you
need to know.
Remember Katrina, man. It doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much. And also keeping with that whole thing, on your Recomedia, I got a whole Jimmy Whack of Army and Marine manuals that are right from the military and from the Marines website. They're like, hey, here's our manual on riverine warfare. Cool, huh? Yeah, awesome. Thanks for the book.
Handy.
Yeah, pretty handy to have. That's great. that's all we got for you today. But don't worry, we'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you cannot donate to this show, please distribute. But if you can donate, please do so by, you know, clicking on the subscribe button, head to the Rant Media site, try to pick up some of our stuff. We like that. Buy some stuff. Or just send us some cash, which is cool. You can send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 950-8937 East Broadway, Vancouver, BC, Canada, V5T1W0. Two digital baptisms.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I know. It's like old home week over here. Thieves Bishop is now Nightfaller, which is K-N-I-G-H-T, Faller, like Tree Faller, only it's Nightfaller.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that one. And Nathonix is now Slice Wiring. Yeah, I like that one too. So, nice. Slice Wiring and Nightfaller. And I want to thank the Army of Their Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel@rantradio, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, @rantradio.com. And be sure to sign up for the Rant newsletter and send any love notes you have to Sumerian at info@rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, make sure you check out Psytrance, because you know what? It's pretty groovy music. Mm-hmm. Now, Simi, we got a rant meet coming up, so we got that temporal distortion thing.
That's right.
It's going to be in the past.
That's right.
When we get it.
So by the time you hear this, it'll be done. But for the people in the audience that are listening live, it'll be tomorrow. So you know how it works. You've heard it a billion times out there.
Well, not a billion.
But it's on February 4th.
February 4th. So we'll see how that
month we have a little meetup all around the world. So find your local meetup and meet some cool people in your area.
Absolutely. Which is what it's really all about. It's about getting communications with your friends, improving yourself, you know, and just generally just being tactically happy, I think. And
that's
keeping
right.
with that, because I talked about it during the show, I'm going to fade out now with a track. I hope I have it. I think I do. But I'm going to try to fade out with that Joker remix of, I think we'll probably either do Black Dog or Buck D, which I think they cross with, which I think is probably one of the best running tunes ever. Simi, have you got anything to add at all?
Nope, I'm good.
Awesome. So remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
Let's go! Dein Gesicht ist mir egal.
Yeah!
Bück dich!
Hey! Let go! Let go! Let go! Let go! Let go! Get your ass ain't cool! Come on! Let go! Let go! Let go! Let go! And watch the sound kick on the puppy boy!
Yeah!
Back up!
verrückt.
What?
In ein gutes Licht gerückt. Zeig
okay.
ich ihm, was man machen kann. Und fang dabei zu weinen an.
Yeah.
Der Zweifel stammelt ein Gebet. Aus Angst, weil es mir schlechter geht. Versucht sich tiefer noch zu bücken. Tränen laufen hoch den Rücken.
Yeah.
Yeah.